Hello, I'm Bulgarbek. You probably know me as the main admin of the Country Ball support, also being in 11 other Country Ball pages, such as Canada Ball, Malaysia Ball, Japan Ball, and others and others. But enough for me, let's now focus on the insights. The main talking points on the podcast will be: first, schedule for the month announced. Country Baller of the month June announced. June's Country Baller of the month, deserved or not. News from the week. Is GCR helpful for the Country Balls community? And Bulgarbek stories, my beginning. So, let's have a look at the schedule. 90th of July, KJY, what is it? Friday, 12th of July, weekly news and throwback 2. Friday, 90th of July, weekly news and Bulgarbek stories. Friday, 26th of July, July pages review, weekly news and throwback 2. Thursday, 30th of July, the Conland Bowl tournament and Country Baller of the month of July nominees announced. These are the topics which we'll be talking about in the next month. On the 3rd of July, the Country Ball support has announced the winner of the Country Baller of June's award. And the award winner was Smite from Venezuela Bowl. Many people were not expecting him to win at all, since the main favorites in the vote were Pixel or L4NL. Why? Let us look at the facts and the stats. L4NL has more than 8,000 likes in his personal page. He is also admin in Mexico Bolita, the biggest Country Balls page for now. Meanwhile, Pixel is admin in Romania Bowl and he is considered one of the best Country Balls drawer in the world now. While Smite, even though he is one of the best in the Hispanic community, he was a lot of time in Ace Bahamas Shadow. She has won the Country Baller of the Month award back in May, but she has retired days after to smaller Country Balls communities. However, the vote was clear. Smite was leading with more than 20 votes against Pixel, while L4NL was with less than 20 votes. There are many explanations for that. From the fact that Hispanic community was way stronger than the European one, to the fact that Smite is growing his leadership and authority in Venezuela Bowl after Aceman Hammer's retirement. Sometimes votes doesn't show who is the best, who has the best skills or the best adminship, but just who is more loved by the people. For that month, we can surely say that Smite is the best drawer and leader in the Country Balls community, but we can definitely say that Smite is loved by the community. Now, let's have a look at the news from the Country Balls community, presented by TCR's website at www.wordpress.com. So, the insight of the week was the Country Baller of the month, a thing which we discussed earlier in the podcast. Another news are the beginning of KJY, an event which we'll talk about in the next podcast. But one of the most interesting events in the Country Balls though is the fact that Poland Ball Minus community is now more than 50,000 people, a truly amazing record. Wond, the leader of the community, has announced the special tournament in Poland Ball for that. Hashtag 50kPBA, which will be until 12th of July. If you want to understand more news about the community, check www.countryballsupport.wordpress.com. These days I had the question from a GCO member saying, what the GCO has done to improve the community? For the listeners coming from Reddit, Instagram, PawnBoomino or other Country Balls communities, but not Facebook, GCO is abbreviated for Global Country Balls Organization, including more than 60 Country Balls pages. Antunesco, their Führer, Yavin and Siani founded the organization back in September 2018. Only England Bowl, Poland Bowl and USA Bowl refused to join. And now GCO has one special role, connecting As example, many people admit that they maybe have not knew many other country bowlers if there was not GCO. GCO has connected many country bowlers into one group, where they know each other even more and share their ideas. Also, admins of dead pages find other great drawers, by this saving country bowls from the dead. For me, GCO has done a lot more for the community, connecting many country bowlers, reviving pages from dead and others. But GCO has a lot more to do. At the end of the podcast, it's time for a bit of my stories, called Boogerback Stories. The first of them is about how I began my trip in the community. I began back in 2014. When I watched first time a country boss animation about World War II. For the first time, I was just wondered by the way it was showing the countries, but nothing more. I then I had more stories with the community until 2015, when I made my first ever country boss comics show the history of World War I. It was actually on paper since I didn't know which program was about how to draw a country boss comics. I know, I'm very stupid, sorry. I kept drawing on paper until 2017 when Russia Ball was trying to find admins then. My skills were not bad at all. They were good enough to enter there, the admin said. But a problem occurred. I needed to draw the comics on computer. So, since my computer was broken, I just tried to find another page to join. It was Wells Bowl, led then by Triwanium and other admins, who are not active at all. The next day, a news came in the community. A meme war began, you know. I said to myself, it's the best chance to show my potential here. So I started making comics about how USA was stupid, or explaining when the stupidity and schizophrenia back then. Example, Greece Bowl then stood against Serbia Bowl and Romania Bowl, or when Bulgaria Bowl got split into two Bulgaria Bowls, both supporting different factions back in the meme war then. It was a pure fun, I can say. You know, we had love 24/7. I was making comics non-stop on paper. Even I went to the shop to buy sketchbook 3 times. Once, Turks made a big Turkish flag on a pixel drawing platform. I think it was named Pixel Canvas, I think. And then the community got enraged, especially the Brazilians. And after 24 hours, the Turkish flag was turned into a gay flag with a crest and parody. Even I left my mark on, let's say it, ping and reaming on the Turks' hard work. I made a small Bulgarian flag, also 2 bows and a curve, flicking them thing, you know, facing towards the crescent. The most funny part was, you know, that the whole thing was shown on a live stream on Facebook at the Brazil Ball page. I think the post itself got more than 20,000 haha reads, you know. It was more like, breaking news, Turkish flag is made into a gay flag with a cross and bias, you know. It was pretty strange, and I was having a lot of love by that time. The times then were pretty strange, you know. The country boss was doomed to fail then, because the old admins were actually inactive and the new admins were more like edgy meme words. No, not me, you know, I was doing comics by that time, I swear. But the whole memoir thing and the whole Turkish rock made into a crescent thing, it was pure fun, but I then understood that actually this thing is going to destroy the country walls. This is the end of the podcast. If you want to check more news, visit www.countryballsreport.wordpress.com. I need to thank you for letting 10 minutes of your time to listen to the podcast. See you in Tuesday.